Tonight's shir, Simen Kuf Nun Chas, Si'if He through Si'if Yud. Si'if He, Hanoitel Yodov Leperois, Haize Megasi Haruach. If a person washes his hands for fruit, that is a sign of arrogance. The Moses V'davka Shanoitlam V'Tereschi, that's only if he's washing them as an obligation. Avlem not Lomishim Nekius, but if he washes them for cleanliness, so Hayu Yodov Nekius, his hands weren't clean, so he washes his hands. Mutter, that's okay. Shulchan Aruch continues, Ubasar Tzli, as far as roasted meat, Yesh Mishanir Midvarov, there's one from whose words it appears, Afal Pisha Mel Tefeh Chalov, even though there is gravy that is wet on the surface, Dinoi Kiperis, it's not considered mashka. The blood, essentially, that comes out of the meat as you roast it, that is called mohel. That doesn't have halacha of mashke, and this meat is no different than peros. V'tavshul mechitim, a cooked wheat food, v'im neguvim, and they're currently dry. Dino kaperos is the same as fruit. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah sevkan chaf beis. Harizeh megasi ruach, someone who washes his hands for fruit is considered arrogant. Shemar ba'atzmo, it seems to show, he's letting everyone see, shumedakdek b'mitzvahs b'mesha ein sarach, that he's being particular and careful with mitzvahs when it's not necessary. Demedina lo tiknu klal and tiyaseh dan l'peres. L'halocha, there is never takana to wash hands for fruits. K'mosha k'sav l'misifkan beis, like we wrote back in Sifkan beis. Ayin sham look there. V'dan yushino d'mad da'os v'tar aschiv v'afilu im lo yivarach al tilazu, that to wash his hands for peiros as an obligation is forbidden, even if he doesn't make a bracha. If he's washing them as a mitzvah, that's the problem. The bracha is not the issue here. Now, if his hands weren't clean, that's a different story. If you look in the achronim, they agree. Even if he's unaware that his hands are filthy or impure, but he wants to wash his hands as a stringency that he should have clean hands when he says a bracha. That's also permitted. When the Ramah says, his hands are not clean, to teach us that even in this case, that he has to wash his hands because his hands aren't clean and he wants to make a bracha. But when he washes them, he shouldn't wash it the way he would when he's obligated to wash his hands. It should be a matter of cleaning his hands, and that's what he should do in that case. There is one who writes, and it appears from his words, that the liquids that drip from meat when you roast it has no halach of mashke. That means it's still considered peiros. Everyone agrees that the liquids that come out of meat when you roast them are not considered mashka. That's not considered one of the seven liquids. But if you rinse the meat before you roast it, and that water is still wet on the surface, peshita denikumashka, that is for sure considered mashka. But it's not typical for roasted meat to have water in that quantity on the surface. Because when you roast it, that water dries up. The Vilna-Gaon's opinion is that if you rinse meat before you roast it, then even the gravy that drips from the meat will be considered mashke. So even though typically the moil, this liquid that comes out of the meat when you cook it or roast it, is not considered mashka, the Vilna Gaon held that if you wash it first with water, then that mohel is considered mashka. Sivkan chavhe, v'heim neguvim. If you cook wheat and it's currently dry, that's a loch of peiros. What's the lemme to say? Shenisnagvu meroitiv shahalehim. That the moisture dried up, because if it's still wet and you could touch it and transfer the wet to somewhere else, it's going to be considered, it's like something dipped in liquid and you would require tisadayim before you eat it. The notes point out that if he dries off the wet fruit with a towel or with his hand before he eats it to exempt himself from the tila. So Tshuva Shevet Levi says it's partial, that's permitted. There's no iser to dry it off. So if there's some moisture and you take a paper towel napkin, dry off the moisture, and now it's dry, that's fine, you won't have to wash your hands.
So you go through and dry off each individual grape?
People do that. Sifkan chavav, dino kaperos. So the cooked wheat that's currently dry is like fruits. V'achronim hiskimu, and the achronim agree, dimine tafshel, that different things that we cook, since we don't eat it with our hands, we don't touch it with the hands, we eat it with a spoon. We're not required to eat. Even if it would happen that it came in contact with it in the spoon, it wouldn't need the tila. That is the common practice. But something that you would eat with your hands, even though he chooses to use an instrument, lo mahani, that instrument doesn't help, you have to wash his hands. Peros hamavushalim b'mayim, fruits that we cook in water, yeshdeyes ben achroinim etzvichim netilas yadayim. There's a disagreement among the achroinim if it needs netilas yadayim or not, v'kenochon lahachmir lo'ochon aydei kaf. Therefore, it's proper to be strict and only eat it with a spoon. And yeshmashka tefeh achaleim, if there's moisture on it and the moisture is wet enough to transfer. U'bekivushim, as far as pickled items, could go in ugukis, kaigavna, cucumbers that we pickle, and so on. It's proper to be strict to wash the hands. Unless the pickles will dry it off first before you eat them. If a person eats cake as a chaser for drinking something strong, or he dips the cake into the schnapps, it's not called tibo b'mash, it's not called dipped in liquid. The liquor is not considered a mashka, rather it's the zeya, the condensation that came from the grain, it's meperis, as a locha of fruit juices. Even though this liquor is going to be mixed with water, which is very common, they add water to cut the alcohol content. The fact is that's a very small amount of water. He doesn't have to wash his hands if he eats the cake dipped in the liquor. Ad kan lashon, that is the language of the Derech Chaim. Mashma mizeh, the implication is, d'hamayim hu rov lefi hagradin, that if the water, in fact, is the majority, according to the proof, the degree of liquor or alcohol content, it comes out that there's actually more water than the distilled beverage, havachal mashka, then it is considered a mashka. Even if the cake is less than a gezayis, one should not be lenient. So this is based on the chazar that the Mishnah Berurah originally wrote, less than gezayis, not an issue. Then he says, but the Torah is machmir, so abatal daiti. So this line is contradictory because it's following the Torah version that, since the Torah is machmir pas mikazayis, the Mishnah Berurah says abatal daiti, it would be machmir pas mikazayis as well. This halacha that he's quoting from Derech HaChaim, that if you have a non-mashka, like distilled spirits, and then you add water to it, so it goes by the rov. If it's majority water, then it's mashka. If it's a minority water, it's not considered mashka. It's actually machlokes rishonim. The Chaznish points out that the Rambam holds that any amount of water that you mix into meperis has a halacha of mashka. The Raivan holds, you need a rove of mine. The Raivan's view is, you need a majority of water to be mashka. If it's not a majority, it's not mashka. But the Rava holds, even if a minority, any amount of water that you put into meperis has a loch of mashka, has a loch of mine. So this is a machlokes rishonim. The Mishnah Berurah is taking the more lenient view. By bringing this opinion of Derech HaChaim, the Falshid is a Raivan, that it goes by majority, if that's the majority, then we wouldn't worry about it as considered a mashka. Seif vov hashoisa in tzerich liter lafili yoder achas. Right on the command simen kuf ayin. One who drinks does not have to wash his hands. Even one hand. Look later on at simen kuf ayin. Mishdubusif katan chov zayin hashoisa v'chulu. To ovid the noga b'yodu b'mashas b'torch hakli. When he drinks, it's not common for him to stick his fingers into the liquid in the cup. L'chein lo tiknu netilu zeh. So Chacham never masakein a netilu sidayim for this. So l'chein, therefore, afim erish anot l'mashmada. So even if it happened that his finger came in contact with the liquid or he scooped it up with his hand, so let's say he goes to the river and he scoops up water with his hand to drink, he does not have to wash his hands first. So tiknu netilu shdiyah, because l'halocha l'chacham would never masakein netilu sidayim for drinking. Se'if zayin. Not a yod of the davish etivul b'mashke. If he washes his hands for something that is dipped in liquid, and then he wants to eat bread, yesh mi shenir midvarav shein oisan etila oylo. So there is one who seems from his writings, from his words, that the netila that he washed, etivul b'mashke, will not help for bread. Vein sarach loimar im not a yod of shol lechol v'achach limach v'ochan. I don't have to tell you that if he washed his hands without intention of eating, and then he chooses to eat, that he'd have to wash his hands again. The Ramah adds, even though his siach died, but let's say he wasn't distracted, then yitabla bracha. When he washes a second time for bread, he can't make a bracha on it. If noga bichilosa mekaymes matavs begufa, and if while he's eating he touched the part of his body that's filthy, yachsav yitul yodah, he has to wash his hands a second time. Vayan kaman simen kuf samachdad. Look ahead in simen kuf samachdad. Kafal kaman is repeated over there. There we clarify that when he washes, he'd have to make the bracha as well. A person washed his hands for tibul mamashkes, dipped in liquid. Now he wants to eat bread. So there's an opinion that he has to wash again. This follows the viewpoint we mentioned before in Sifchav, that they hold that today there is no requirement to wash hands for things dipped in liquid. So that washing won't help for bread. His washing was not for a chivdik washing. He wasn't washing for an obligation. And therefore, he'd have to wash again. And it's not. I don't have to tell you that if he washed without the intention of eating, and then he washes for bread, then he wants to eat bread, he'll have to wash again. Maybe his hands are filthy. When it tones, so he washes them. He had no intention to eat them. Then he changed his mind. He wants to eat. And there's no hesek hadas in between. Here, certainly, the first washing doesn't help. Because the first washing had no inyan of kedusha at tahara when he washed his hands. Sifkar lad ve'im b'chulu. The Ramah says, let's say he wasn't mesiach das. Koyal kol sif. This goes back in the beginning of the sif, when he's washing his hands for tivul mashke. Sifkar lad af lesiach dait. He wasn't distracted. The mesiach dait the mishmer rosin. Because if in fact he was distracted from washing his hands, the kuliyam but zerach litoshenis uvavracha. That everyone would agree that for bread he'd have to wash again with the bracha. Da'az ein netila rishona oil lo klal. Because the first wash doesn't help. Sifkar lad veis below bracha. So there's no hesech hadas, and when he washes again, he shouldn't make a bracha. The kav poskim sfirlu, because many poskim hold, the metilas yadayim lechul, that when he washed his hands for regular things, afim lo kiv l'shem metila, even if he didn't have in mind l'shem metila, yotzi wouldn't be yotzi. Im lo siyach daitim meishanot l'yotzi, if there's no hesech hadas. Again, this is halacha for chulin, as opposed to trum and kachem, things like that, one more machmer. But for non-kodesh things, he washed his hands, and his hands were watched, there's no hesech hadas, so then he should be yotze. Mavur divrayim beveis yosef simakufnu test. Beveis yosef simakufnu test brings their opinions. Shulchan Aruch sham sif gimel ayin sham, and it's also the Shulchan Aruch there sif gimel. Ve'kein if so, yitob lo bracha, so he should wash without a bracha. Shem yotze b'tila rishon, because he may be yotze with the first washing. V'antila rishon al shayach levarach, he couldn't make a bracha on the first washing. After nimlach lechol samach mashnon, even though right after he washed, he changed his mind to eat, he can't make a bracha. Because l'maisa, that washing was not l'shem netila. Sifkal nama gimel, im noga v'chulu, if he touched a filthy part of his body while eating, he has to wash his hands again. Hainu af bedorva shetibul b'mashka, this is not just bread, even if he's eating things that are dipped in liquid. Mati Yehuda, v'chimash v'yago, ayin sham. This is Mati Yehuda, end of Vilna Goyim. Se'if ches. A person is in the wilderness or in a dangerous place. He has no water. Part of the material is a dime. He's exempt from the requirement of washing his hands. Mishnebura says Kol Lamadal Bamidbar in the wilderness. Who Gamkin Hatam Vinesakon. The wilderness is also because it's dangerous. If he starts going to look after water, and not get midbar before he asks, for the reason he put midbar separate, Lashmin to teach us the stam midbar on makom sakana, that we should know that a midbar in general is considered a makom sakana, it's a dangerous place. So kol lamahave ein lo mayim. He's in a dangerous place without water. Vavkish yodeya shemiachs achrei a mil yasik shemayim. Either he knows if he goes back a mil he'll find water. Gamkin in uchuv. In this case, he's not obligated to look for it, because it's a sakana. Sifkar lam avav potrim tiyas adayim, he's exempt tiyas adayim, mikom malkom, however, b'mapet tzarech lechuyodav, but he should wrap his hands in a piece of cloth. K'lekamon simen kuf samakimel, like we learned simen kuf samakimel. He doesn't have to get water, but he should still cover his hands. Se'if tes, tzarech lizor her b'tiyas adayim, one should be careful with washing his hands. Shekal mezalza b'tiyas adayim, chayiv nidui. Anyone who doesn't take this seriously, doesn't take washing his hands seriously, is obligated in nidui, like a type of cher, or boil a day in nius, he'll come to be poor, v'nekam in the oilam, and be uprooted from the world. So serious consequences to ignore the Chacham's dictates of the Yisadan. Se'if Yud, afal pisha shi'uram b'revias, even though the amount of water to wash hands is revias, perish, revias halug, a quarter of a lug, Tahanashir Be Vachetzi, 1.5 egg in volume. Yosef Li Tobashefa, nonetheless, he should wash with an abundance of water. Tamev Chista Gavchista said, Ana Mashoi Milochofni Mayo, I wash my whole hand with water, Vyavli Milochofni Tivusa, and I will receive handfuls, open handfuls of goodness from Hashem. So let's say the minimum amount of water is 3 ounces, 4 ounces. Rav Chista wouldn't use 3-4 ounces, he would use 12 ounces. 16 ounces. We have big, giant cups we use washing tis and dan, much more than obvious, because we want the zechus of washing. We're not going to skimp on the water. Mr. Bruce of Karl Lamazan, Shashirim Revius, the amount of water required is Revius. Han Revius achas, or stay of one Revius for both hands. Later, in some Kuf Samach Beis, I quote the Achronim Shakos with that right. That really you should use one Revius for each hand. Because if you use less than that, there are many particulars in halach you have to be careful with. Not everyone knows about these halachas. So if you only use one revius for both hands, you're yoytze, but there's a lot of diktukim in halacha. If you use a revius per right hand and a revius for left hand, two revius total, then you're good to go. So that's much better to do that. I use an abundance of water to receive an abundance of good. Now, really, the best way to do the mitzvah is not because you anticipate reward. This is doing it for the reward. He should do it to honor Hashem. And the reward will come. Don't worry about the reward. Someone who's careful with the Yisadayim and he doesn't become wealthy. Clearly, there's something he's doing or did that interferes. But as far as segulas go, it's a good segula for panosa to use plenty of water when you wash tis.